We're beginning the laws of the prohibited tasks of Shabbos. We're skipping to Siman Hey. And there are many introductions that are necessary. Believe me, you want to get them down pat. Let's begin. Melacha v'avodah. In Hebrew, we have two terms. We might say avodah is work, and melacha is... How do you translate melacha?
Creative, purposeful.
Creative, or tasks.
Wait, how's that different from work?
Let's see. Sivananu Yotzreinu, the one who fashioned us, commanded us shelo la'asot melacha b'Shabbat, not to do tasks that are defined as melacha on Shabbos. Omnam, but lo nikra melacha ma shenidme lanu kefi kotzer da'atenu. The word melacha does not encompass what we, in our short-sightedness, would call melacha. If you move around dishes in your house all day, you're potter. You move a book from that shelf to that shelf, then you move it back, take out the dishes from this cabinet to that cabinet.
Or lift the cabinet.
Even if you take something heavy up to the attic, and take it back down, even if you did this all day, it might not be nice to do it on Shabbos. But you can't say you did melacha. You'll say, but I was sweating bullets. Then I'll say, okay. But that's not what the Torah calls melacha. V'amotzim machat. But what happens if you take a little needle that you're going to use to sew something, and you take it out of your house? Now, you're going to take it from private domain to public domain. And you don't even carry it in your hand. But you know, just like the carpenter carries his pencil behind his ear, so the tailors in the days of the Talmud used to stick their needle into their lapel or something. There was a place they'd stick their needle. So you're not even carrying it in your hand. You're walking outside, but the needle is in the way. The pros carry it. It's not as an ornament, but rather as a tool.
But you don't need it on Shabbos.
Okay. Even if he stuck it in his garment, if he's a tailor, that's how tailors carry around their needles. And you carried it from private domain to public domain. Chayav. Biblical prohibition. Torah said, don't do milacha. And here you carry a bookcase inside your house that's not milacha. You carry that needle, that is milacha. Whatever we're learning here is tradition from Moshe from Sinai. Shekol melacha shayu tzichin limlecht ha-mishkan. Our tradition is that the work, the tasks that were necessary to facilitate the building of the Mishkan, and I would add, well, they also stood up and sat down, right? So why is that not prohibited? So it has to be tasks that the rabbis used a certain formula describing the tasks that were important. I mean, they stood up, they sat down, they walked 4 footsteps, they sat down again. They did a lot of things. Maybe they shouldn't sneeze. You know, they breathed as they were building the Mishkan. So Chazal had a definition. It says melacha chashuva, the important, the meaningful things they did in the building of the Mishkan. But he doesn't say that. That's called a melacha. Uma shedomela, and what's similar to it, which opens a Pandora's box. You know, what's similar to it. Kefika balatenu b'manika dome. We have a tradition on what's considered similar or not.
Wait, was this in the service or just in the creating?
In the creating. Generally, we say in the creating. Right, that's an excellent point. Okay, so that's paragraph one. Paragraph two. Gam mesura lanu. We also have on tradition. Shen mechavin amlecht Shabbat imena melechet machshevet. Guys, listen closely. You're not going to get the death penalty. Important to know. If the work you did is not called melechet machshevet, a task that was thought out. What does that mean? Hainu, meaning, shetzrichim shena'aseh hamlacha be'ofen chashuv. It has to be that you did the task in a manner that's important. We're going to have to define that a little better. Ech neda lanu im nechshav shena'aseh be'ofen shechal aleh melechet machshevet. So how do you know? If what you did is called involving thought. Melechet machshevet. You're only obligated if the work was done with intent. Just a second. Im na'asa be'ofen uvederech. Shena'asa b'shat melechet ha-mishkan. If you did it the same way, in the same manner that they did it when they were erecting the Mishkan. V'ein lekaman yeter pratim. Later on we'll see more details. Okay, I'm going to skip ahead and we'll give an example. So in the Mishkan, they would put out fires. So we're not allowed to put out fires. But what fires did they put out in the Mishkan? When they were preparing the wicks, so their wicks required preparation. Our wicks don't need this. Most of our wicks don't need this. And that is that you put the wick in oil, and then you light the wick, and it takes a time to catch. And once it catches, it draws up the oil into the wick, and then you put out the wick. And if you do that, put out the coal. And you see, if we do it today, we blow out the wick, and then the coals eat away at all the top that was ready to be used as a good wick. But if you take like a tweezers and you put it out, you put out the coal as well, so then that wick will light better. So when they put out the fire, was their intent to put out the fire or to create a coal, to create the top of the wick? Their intention was to create the top of the wick, to create a coal. So let's say a person lights his Shabbos candles on the table and suddenly he sees a napkin caught on fire. And he pours a cup of water on the napkin. Was he looking to make coals of that napkin? No. So then the manner in which he did the melacha is not the biblical manner. It's not melechet machshevet. It's prohibited rabbinically, but biblically, you didn't do what they did it for. Right? You guys with me? I'm oversimplifying it.
The napkin was on the table. And it was
wherever it was.
It was some match went on it, and it was going to light the whole room up.
Someone leaned over next to the candles, right, and his tie caught on fire. Right. And then he poured water on the tie.
Right.
And now, did he do something biblical? According to this definition, not. Because he did not do it with intent, they did it right. In the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they did it with intent to make coals.
He didn't want to spread the fire. I mean,
right.
Spread the fire.
So that's not Melechet Machshevet. So we'll see details. I'm oversimplifying it a drop. We'll see the details. This breaks up into three. I gave an example where you didn't do it with that purpose in mind. We're going to see that it can be broken down further. Nimtza, okay, so what we have here is שלא אסרה לנו התורה לעשות בשבת רק מלאכות אלו שהיו במשכן. The Torah only prohibited us to do those tasks which were in the Mishkan odomeyen, or those that are similar to them, וגם בתנאי, and also on condition שהן מלאכות חשובות, that they are tasks that are of importance. היינו, מלאכת מחשבת. So that is what we call מלאכת מחשבת. אבל שאר דברים, but other things, וכל שכן מה שקוראים רק בשם עבודה בלבד, and certainly things that we would just call work, not tasks, but just work, like carrying books, like jogging in place. You want to do a workout, Shabbos morning. You get up at 5 o'clock, like you do every other day of the week, and you want to do your 300 push-ups before you go and take and get ready for shul. That's hard work, your 300 push-ups. You can't say that's melacha. Wait, it's hard work. What?
It's
Uvdin
Lechol, no?
It's Uvdin Lechol. Oh, it might be Uvdin Lechol. It might be another problem that you're treating it like a weekday. That's a rabbinic issue. Biblically, you can't say you did a melecha.
Is Avodah also forbidden, or is it just melecha?
Melecha. Avodah, we'll see, is forbidden rabbinically. Okay. But we're starting with the biblical understanding. This the Torah did not prohibit, and you would not get the death penalty for it. Like you guys were quick to point out, some of these were prohibited rabbinically because the rabbis said this could lead to something, or for another reason, as we'll see. He tells us to look at Rashar Hirsch, Rabbi Samson Rafael Hirsch. In his commentary on the Ten Commandments, he goes in depth into a definition of what's called a melacha, what's a melechet machshevet, and what's called an avoda, what's called work that you wouldn't be held accountable for. And he says the term melacha is when your thought went from a thought to an action. You changed something. You were able to bring a thought to fruition. That's Rabbi Hirsch's definition. Where you created something new in the world. So it was one way, and your thought, through thinking it out, you then went on to change its status. what we might call a creation, action that involves creation. Whereas other work would be called an avodah, because you're not changing the status of anything. And even though you could be working very hard at doing your push-ups, but you're not really changing the status of anything. Moving books within a room, we don't consider that a melacha, because you're not changing the status of anything. So the Torah wasn't so concerned about your toiling or whether it's something easy, but the Torah was concerned whether it falls under the criterion of melechet machshevet. That's true. We said there are rabbinic issues here. But biblically, that's not an issue. Okay. So this was just a parenthetical comment. That's why I didn't bring the quote inside.